a word for you from Hebrews chapter 3 verses 7 and 8. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness. So this is just one of many verses of invitation that you choose today. We've been looking this week at the topic, the madhouse of the universe, which was a sermon preached many years ago by Oswald Smith. And I've taken just some of the points. Who are those who are mad? The ones who prepare for today and they do not think about tomorrow, like the rich fool in Luke 12. Then the second category of the insane are those who think that they can continue with their sin and get away with it, as you find in Numbers 32, where it says, be sure your sin will find you out. Then thirdly, we looked at the category of those who reject God's plan and manufacture their own way of salvation, and looked at briefly some of those who die in such a condition. But I wouldn't like to leave this topic in a way that leaves you feeling hopeless, not knowing the cure. God offers the cure again and again. Verses like, turn ye, O turn ye, for why will you die? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And today we've looked at the verse, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. Soften your heart. Listen to what he says. Be wise. Don't be a fool. Don't be insane. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 it says, and the wise are those who will shine like the brightness of the firmament. Those that turn many to righteousness are like the stars forever and ever. If you come to Christ, he who said that he is the way, and you believe in him as the way, the truth, and the life, he will save you. But you have to admit your sinfulness, bring your sins in humble confession to him, and believe in him. He will save you from your own insanity. So to have the right mind, to have the right choice, why don't you reject the many? Reject the way of many who choose to spend eternity in the madhouse of the universe instead of the paradise of God.